strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie.
This hey everybody, how's it going? Mind. This is Shuku Wright, host of the Shuku Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Me From Radio. Show will be starting in about 2 minutes, getting logged in into the system. Right now, enjoy the music. Spill the Wine by Eric Burdon is the song that's playing on the airwaves.
I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine."
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Reform Radio. streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your Monday afternoon. Yes, Monday afternoons now. You can say Monday afternoons. Why? Because the time went forward an hour yesterday. So, sunset is just around 7 p.m. now. And out of show from now until who knows when, we'll come to you in the afternoon time, not in the night. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Monday afternoon. 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio. The number to call in, as always, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. What a weekend we have just witnessed in all the sports. You talk about March Madness Selection Sunday, which was just yesterday. Baseball is officially back. More on that a little later on. And what we all thought was already an eventful weekend in all of sports was preempted by the news I broke last night. Literally, as I'm making my way home, watching the Kevin Garnett number retirement ceremony on NBC Sports Boston on my phone, more on that later on in the show, the news breaks. The news breaks that send America into an absolute frenzy. Tom Brady is back. Unretired. That retirement only lasted all but 40 days. That's it. 40 days. And in the end, all you could do is either react one of two ways. Let's go. Scream up and down out of happiness and excitement, or bemoan the fact that Tom Brady isn't done yet. And here he is, absolutely still in the thunder and the headlines out of what was a pretty eventful day yesterday and the last few days. So I figured the smart move to start today's show would be start by talking about what everybody else is talking about on radio today. And that is Tom Brady. Why? Because it just makes sense. Why? Because just 2 months ago, or less than 2 months ago, roughly a month and a half, the man said that he was retiring, that he was going to call it a career. Yesterday, he announces, I'm not done yet. And of course, the number one video that I would see on Twitter or even on Instagram stories is the clip from The Wolf on Wall Street with Leonardo DiCaprio saying, I'm not leaving. I'm not bleeping leaving. That one. That became the ultimate theme that ultimately personified Tom Brady. He's not leaving. But I want to pose you a question that I want all of you, the listeners, to really think about for just a moment. What exactly changed, and how do you honestly feel about it? Truthfully, number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Because, to be frank with you, I feel one of two extremes. I didn't feel just one particular way. I felt one of two extremes. The first extreme was, man, I get to continue to watch this man play. And then the other extreme that I also felt was, what a self-absorbed, selfish, self-righteous, and self-propaganded individual this man is. I felt both of those emotions at the same time. He's back! Because I tweeted that video last night on Twitter. He's back! But immediately after, I'm like, dude, does everything have to be about you? And the answer in short order is yes. Yes, it's about him. It's always been about him. And you know what's funny? I talked about this when he first announced his retirement. When he first refuted the reports. And then only a few days later come out to announce that he was going to retire. I said it at the time, and I'll say it again. It's about controlling the message and the narrative. This is what Tom Brady is and has become. This is Tom Brady post New England. It's about him, it's about the message, and it's about controlling the narrative. And I remember saying something on social media along the lines of, the only reason why he would possibly the only reason why he would even remotely say that I'm going to walk away from the sport after the season that he just had was because his wife was not happy. Fellas, if you're in a relationship or if you're married, and if you're listening to this program, just nod your head if you agree. The old adage goes, happy wife equals happy life, right? Exactly. Tom Brady, his wife, isn't just any old run-of-the-mill woman. This is one of the most popular, famous, and frankly, most powerful model in the world, in Gisele Bündchen, the Brazilian. This is someone who's practically a billionaire, who is in fact a billionaire. And Tom Brady is married to said billionaire. She wasn't happy. She wasn't happy because she thought and believed that she was going to ultimately have the final say as to, are you done playing? Can you wrap this up so you can spend time with the family and make the sacrifice that I had to make? 40 days go by. Tom Brady makes that sacrifice. But everybody just kept saying, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel as if someone is truly done with the sport. It just felt like there was more to be desired, more to be yearned for, that he had the season that he had. He didn't fall off the proverbial cliff as Max Kellerman predicted several years back. Yet, this was someone who decided that he was going to walk away. Fast forward to last night. In summation of what he said on social media, he said, I'm back. I'm coming back. So what happened? I don't know. No one really truly knows what happened between the day that he put out that announcement on Instagram and last night. But what I do know is this, and this is going to be the strongest take I have made on Tom Brady just yet. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. But he's also the most selfish prick of all time as well. And why do I think he's the most selfish prick of all time? Is because on a day that March Madness has its annual Christmas, on a day that Kevin Garnett is the story in the NBA getting his number retired at TD Garden post-game, Tom Brady says, I'm just going to come in and just announce that I'm coming back. And then, oh, by the way, it happens to be 24 hours before the legal tampering period for the NFL before it officially kicks off its free agency period. Coincidence? Nah, not really. It's not a coincidence, folks. If you sincerely think it was a coincidence, please, do you and I a favor. Go and look at the timeline of everything that has gone on and you put the pieces together. It doesn't take a scientist to see that this was all thought out, methodical, prepared. This shouldn't surprise any of you. If anything, who does it surprise? It surprised me at this point that there are people who are truly fed up with this, it's about me, I am in control, I have to be in control type of behavior and attitude, because that's exactly what it is. That's not an opinion. Just watch and observe his behavior over the last year and a half. And I dare you to tell me that I'm wrong. And if you're in the business of worshiping Tom Brady, and if you're in your feelings, I can't help you. I don't even want to hear from you. But if you're of those who have watched him in the media, how he's handled himself since going on to Tampa Bay, and especially this past season with the reports of things getting really sour between Brady himself and head coach Bruce Arians, then, man, listen, then it's not hard to see why Tom Brady would want to walk away. If that was, in fact, the reason why he wanted to walk away, because of how bad things have gotten between himself and Bruce Arians. But I do wonder this, though. What now? What now in regards to Brady, him returning back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Because let's be honest, he didn't really have any other choice in terms of where else could he go. Because here's the thing. Tom Brady, when he retired, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers still had his contractual rights. He was still signed to play another season. That was the 2022 season. After he won the Super Bowl in 2020, after the 2020 season, Brady signed that two-year contract extension. He was originally signed on to play this year. He wasn't going to play anywhere else. And the thing that I put two and two together, with the Buccaneers owning the contractual rights of Tom Brady, and as well as Tom Brady realizing that even if he retired, there was no way out of this one. There was no way out of the situation with Tampa Bay. He realized that he ultimately was going to have to come back. In a sense of, he was going to have to come back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers if he wanted to continue to play football. There was no other choice. Your next option was to seek a trade. And let's be honest, the owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was not going to trade away Tom Brady, period, under any circumstances. He's not a fool. He's not an idiot. He's well aware that Tom Brady is the best quarterback in the league, arguably. And even if you want to make the argument after the 2021 season, you can damn well say that he was the best quarterback in the league. He's not going to trade him away. He figures that he could just squeeze out whatever amount of good football that Tom Brady has left and use it to his advantage. And that's exactly what he is going to do. And that's exactly what he is doing. So the news yesterday of Tom Brady returning, or unretiring, I should say, didn't come as a shocker. But it only solidified the truth that Tom Brady is truly and always has been about control and power. His behavior and his behavior patterns prove exactly just that. To me, this is not a shocking story whatsoever. The only reason why this is as big of a news as it is because it's Tom freaking Brady. That needs no sort of explanation whatsoever. That's the only reason why. But the other thing that I find interesting about the timing of it all is the Buccaneers had 24 players that are either about to enter free agency or about to go elsewhere altogether. You don't think that Tom Brady announcing his decision last night to return back to the NFL to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2022 had anything to do with potentially influencing those players that he played with last season that he is coming back and that he wants most of them to try to re-sign with the team if possible? It's not hard to see that. It truly isn't. Man, what a first segment of the show. Call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. And before I go to music break, I want to pose to you this theory. I just think that the greatest pro athletes of all time, they all have egos. But to what extent and to what degree? are those egos in each of those all-time great athletes? In fact, I want to have that conversation with you in full coming up on the other side of this break, because it's something that I think it's worth talking about, and it's worth even having a conversation with between myself and you, the listener. Coming up next, why is it that the egos of these athletes, the all-time greats, seem to overpower everything and everyone around them? I'm going to tell you why I think that is. Coming up next on the other side of this break, you're listening to The Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Reform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the program. Started the program talking about Tom Brady's return and the two extreme emotions that I felt once the news broke yesterday. And in a way, we're going to continue the conversation because it was one thing that I've come to realize on my own is that it just seems like the all-time great athletes, pro athletes that is, it just seems like that they operate on a whole different level and a whole different stratosphere. They're not easily relatable and so forth. And, you know, while we were on music break, I was thinking about this. And the one example that comes to mind for me personally that I've seen in my lifetime, Tom Brady and Michael Jordan. Those two guys are the two that comes to mind for me. You talk about Michael Jordan, and I think outside of those who are absolutely obsessed with LeBron James, and LeBron James is an all-time great NBA player, I'm not going to not give him his flowers, but in terms of the greatest of all time argument and debate, I believe that distinction goes to Michael Jordan, but that discussion is neither here or there. That's for another time. But I think about Michael Jordan. And the reason why I think about Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan had this alpha dog, unbelievable will to win, and not just win, but to take out anybody who attempts to get in his way or snuff out any perceivable slight against himself, Michael Jordan. Tom Brady, in a way, has that edge, but it's a little different because obviously we're talking about football and NBA, whereas it's a star-driven sport. The NFL is not necessarily built the same way that the NBA is built, but the difference is that in the NFL, you know that when you have a quarterback, your chances of winning increases exponentially, no question. In the NBA, when you have that superstar, you pair him with either one or two other great players, your chances of winning increases. I mean, the NBA is literally littered with examples of that. But I'm talking about Jordan here. You talk about Jordan with Scottie Pippen during the first half of their dynasty in the 90s, when they won titles in 91, 92, 93. You talk about playing with another great player in Scottie Pippen, that was Jordan. Jordan had this unbelievable amount of will, very similar to Brady. Brady has this assassin mentality, whereas there is no quit. There's no give up. There is no mercy shown on the field. There was no mercy shown in the eyes of Michael Jordan at his height of his greatness. Jordan used any sort of any sort of motivation that he can get to his advantage. Brady, same thing. If we're going to be completely honest, the one example that comes to mind for me, 2016, when he was coming back from that four-game suspension because of Deflategate, and we all remember that first game back on the road against the Cleveland Browns. And I am sure of it. I even said to myself at the time, man, Tom Brady is about to come back angry. And he played angry for a good chunk of that season. 12 games in all. And we talk about Jordan, the times that he used any perceived slight and whatever motivation that he can get. The time that the league tried to, should I say league, or rather NBC tried to compare him with Clyde Drexler in the NBA Finals back in 1992. That didn't go well. That didn't sit well with Jordan. He talked about it in the documentary. And then you fast forward to when they both retired. Fast forward to when Jordan retired and when Brady retired. That's the focal point that I really want to focus on for a moment. Because forget about how long Jordan and Brady were retired for. Forget about that for a moment. The big point that I want to make in regards to Jordan and Brady, two GOATs in their respective sports, when they refused to go away quietly, and they both decided they were going to come back and play again. The one thing that I can't help but to think about was, in the case of Jordan, it wasn't selfishness. He felt that he still had a little bit left, despite the fact that he hadn't played in the NBA game in 3 years. Brady was only gone for, what, 40 days? That's it. 40-plus days he was, quote-unquote, retired. By that point in which Jordan came back, he was already approaching 40. He was in his late 30s. He was 38 years old. He obviously wasn't the same Jordan that he was in like about 10 years prior. But the point that I'm making is Jordan and Brady, both of those guys have egos in which that it led them to greatness. They're both maniacal. They're both crazy about their craft. But what's the difference between Brady and Jordan? There is a difference. And that difference is that Brady believed that he could play until he was 45. It started in 2014. Oh, we're talking about almost a full decade ago. Here we are in 2022. He changed his entire approach to taking care of himself. The whole TB12. Jordan, on the other hand, he came back, but he was not remotely in the same type of ability to take care of himself the way that Brady has taken care of himself late in his career. So what I'm saying is that I just find it amazing how when you are the greatest of all time in your profession, there's a level of insanity that comes along with it. But at times, that level of insanity can truly drown out everybody else. Go ask the members of those Washington Wizards teams. You can go back to even the late 90s, the second half of the Jordan Bulls on Dynasty run, the three-peat. And you talk about how when Scottie Pippen had his contract dispute with the Chicago Bulls during the 97-98 season, Jordan basically became an absolute tyrant. Brady, he had other guys around him that he could also lean into, but he also was that guy who was absolutely obsessed with the process. And to have even witnessed both guys in their prime and even later in their careers in my lifetime, it's truly incredible and remarkable when you begin to think about what those guys have been able to do and what those guys have accomplished. If you have any thoughts, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. Here with you live until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So we're going to take a music break. Coming up next, you talk about an eventful weekend. One of them is something that we should absolutely talk about. Baseball is back, and that means it's time to talk baseball. So, we're going to talk baseball coming up next, right here on the Shukri Wright Show, coming up next right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Me From Radio. Welcome back to the Shook Me Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in as well. As we are now approaching the 6 o'clock hour here in Greater Boston, as the sun is shining brightly into the studio, and I'm just like, listen, thank goodness we have longer days and later sunsets. You know, it's a beautiful thing. But for those of you that are complaining about the 6:40 a.m. sunrises, before you know it, we'll start having sunrise at 4:15 a.m., 4:30 a.m. So please hold off on the complaining for right now. It's only March. And I got to remind myself that we still have a very, very, very beautiful week ahead and spring that is to come as well. So let's take it easy, you know. The world is beginning to return back to normal for the first time in 2 years, basically. Major League Baseball reporters are allowed back into the Major League Baseball clubhouses. Baseball is back officially from the last show that we did last week. The baseball lockout has ended. Things have gotten absolutely crazy in terms of the first wave of free agency, in which you're already seeing big moves being made across Major League Baseball. One of which happened today, in which that the Atlanta Braves acquired slugging first baseman Matt Olson, formerly of the Oakland A's, in a trade for a boatload of prospects and draft picks, in which that, oh man, it is a clear sign that the Braves are moving on from Freddie Freeman, as he is in fact done in Atlanta. That is a formality. The only question now becomes, where is Freddie Freeman going to land? You know, I've seen Red Sox fans on Twitter talk about how they would love to see Chaim Bloom sign a guy like Freddie Freeman. I mean, if that happens is that remains to be seen, but I don't see it being realistic at this time. I just don't. Not yet, at least. But if you want to talk about how baseball is back, we can do that. Because I don't know about you, but I am fired up. I am truly fired up that baseball is back and we can talk about the sport that I love again. You know, spring training games are about to start later this week. I believe it's on Thursday, as a matter of fact. Yes, it's on Thursday. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. And you got thoughts on the Red Sox? We can talk about the Red Sox. What are your expectations for the 2022 Major League Baseball season regarding the Boston Red Sox? I mean, right now, free agency is still very much underway. We don't know, what type of transactions the Red Sox are going to do, if there'll be any major transactions that's going to help improve the ball club. That remains to be seen, but I am excited to be able to sit here in this chair and to be able to sit here and talk about the Red Sox and even Major League Baseball as a whole in terms of transactions, in terms of spring training, everything, you name it. In fact, I just did a podcast. I just did two podcasts over the weekend, one of which was with Emily Nyman of Breaking Balls Podcast, in which we talked about what we missed about baseball and what we are looking forward to for this upcoming 2022 season. So I'm excited to see how this will all unfold. But there is a story that did develop this morning in which that I believe that is worth talking about. And that is JD Martinez. Because JD Martinez, he has an option, it was more the fact that he wants to be here in Boston after 2022. We just don't know if that's going to happen. But I want to talk about that for a moment, because I think that in itself is truly a story, and it's worth talking about. Why is that? Because I fully believe that now with the DH being universal, that's being in both the American League and the National League, that's going to open up options for J.D. Martinez in terms of where he wants to go if he decides or if he ends up getting traded elsewhere, which is very possible. It's still very possible at this point in time. But I'm curious to see what the Red Sox are going to do in terms of the J.D. Martinez situation, because J.D. Martinez has talked about how he really would like to stay and that he has a lot of destinations to choose from when he becomes a free agent after the season ends, or whenever it does end for the 2022 Boston Red Sox. So this is the quote that he said that's in the article that's on RedSox.com. I would love it. I expressed where I stand with the team, and I would love to finish my career here. That isn't up to me, really. Ultimately, it will come down to the business of baseball. But Martinez has left no uncertainty with the Red Sox as to how he feels about playing for Boston. J.D. Martinez went on to go and say, I've loved it here the whole time, Martinez said. I've expressed my feelings towards the front office. I've told them. I've told Haim, I've told Alex, I love the group here. I love the personnel, everyone, the coaching staff. I get along here with everybody. I think it's a first-class organization. I've been part of some pretty good organizations with Detroit and Arizona, but this takes the cake. The Red Sox, it's fun to be here. I mean, it's clear. He wants to stay. So that's not even a concern or really much of a thought, but ultimately, as we all know, the business of baseball can be rather cruel at times. You saw with Freddie Freeman in Atlanta. The only difference was that Freddie Freeman was, in fact, an icon for the franchise, and it was a big factor in helping the Braves win their first World Series title since 1995, last October, or should I say last November, because the clinching game was on November 2nd. So with that being said, does J.D. Martinez fit into the future plans of the Boston Red Sox? That in itself remains to be seen. But I do have to believe, when you talk about the Red Sox offense, with and without J.D. Martinez, they are a better team with J.D. Martinez. There's no question offensively. The bat is still a very lethal bat in the middle of that lineup, a lineup that already consists of Kike Hernandez, Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts. And I do believe that having a player like J.D. Martinez, especially as a designated hitter, it should not only benefit the Red Sox this season, but it should benefit them the next couple of years, especially having a veteran leader like J.D. Martinez in the clubhouse. And I think leadership core in baseball is so important, because when you talk about the Red Sox, some of the guys that have won a championship with the team already on this roster, you talk about Chris Sale, you talk about Bogaerts, you talk about Rafael Devers, you talk about J.D. Martinez. You talk about those guys that have experienced winning it all, and I do believe that having guys like that on your team can only help with the younger guys. And when you talk about the younger guys, I'm talking about the likes of Alex Verdugo. You know, Tristan Casas, he's going to be coming up in very short order. Having veterans like J.D. Martinez around to help him and to show him the ropes is only going to do wonders. You talk about a guy like J.D. Martinez, in which that he was able to essentially resurrect his career, considering how shaky things got for him when he was with the Houston Astros, when they were in the National League, that is. And I just do think that for the Red Sox's sake, that they keep J.D. Martinez, because there's no doubt in my mind that they have a better team. They have a better offense when J.D. Martinez is in that lineup. But as far as what Haim Bloom will do, that remains to be seen. But we saw just how important J.D. Martinez is going back to 2018. You talk about a guy who practically finished runner-up in the AL MVP race to Mookie Betts. You talk about a guy who was a key focal point as to why the Red Sox won the World Series in 2018. And you talk about Martinez, who's also part of a team that overachieved last year. They fell 2 wins shy of going to the World Series. But I do think that the Red Sox, they have to move, and they have to move quickly. Because there will be teams, in fact, that will be calling for his services, whether it be this season or even after the season concludes. And I just wonder, man, considering that Martinez is getting older, he's going to be 34. He is 34 now. But I do believe that he is going to be a force again in the middle of the lineup this upcoming season. You talk about one of the best trios in the game right now between Bogarts, Martinez, and Devers. There it is right there. But I mean, I'm excited for baseball to be back, because we can talk about storylines like this. We can talk about topics like this, in which that I think Red Sox fans have reason to be optimistic. But I do wonder what are the Red Sox are going to do in terms of the pitching. Because the pitching absolutely matters. It matters in regards to how the Red Sox are going to construct their rotation. Because they do have question marks. You're going to have a full, healthy season, hopefully, of Chris Sale. You want to see what is Nathan Eovaldi going to do as the number two pitcher as well. So, but I'm curious. I'm curious to see what the Red Sox are going to do during spring training to address like the pitching, and so especially the starting pitching. If you have any thoughts, you can call me at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program. Because right now, the rotation for the Boston Red Sox, it looks like this. Yeah, Chris Sale, Eovaldi, Nick Pivetta, Tanner Houck, and Connor Siebold. That's your starting five right now. Outside of Sale and Eovaldi, and I'll add a Nick Pivetta, your number four and five starters are question marks. In terms of what are you realistically going to get out of Tanner Houck or Connor Siebold? And I do think, and I was talking about this with a friend of mine yesterday, that the loss of Eduardo Rodriguez was huge. It was massive. I mean, that's a loss of innings. That's a loss of a quality number three or number four starter for your team, in which the Red Sox are going to have to figure out a way to get the innings that they lost when they allowed Eduardo Rodriguez to walk in free agency. He is now with the Detroit Tigers, excuse me. So that remains to be seen. Man, I'm fired up for baseball. Oh, man, I'm telling you. A week ago, I was just in the depths of despair regarding the Red Sox, and not just in terms of the Red Sox, but Major League Baseball. Oh, we're going to have a season. But now we're having a season, and now we're talking about the potential for what the Red Sox could possibly be in 2022. Spring training games begin this Thursday. I don't know about you. I'm fired up. I am so excited. It's not even funny. Like, I'm just counting down. Like, come on. Let's go. I want to see some live baseball again. Let's make it happen. Come on, folks. Let's go. So you ready to return back to Fenway in a month? Because the home opener is going to be a month from tomorrow. I believe it's going to be against the Minnesota Twins on the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut, in which that it broke the color barrier. And it is, in fact, against the Minnesota Twins. Just had to go back and just double check to make sure. But I do look forward to returning back to Fenway later this spring to see not only like the Red Sox in person, but I am curious to see like what like how this team starts out of the gate. Because the other part of it is that the American League East is going to be absolutely, it's going to be like fierce. It's going to be absolutely explosive with fireworks. Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Red Sox. All four of those teams have very realistic expectations to compete. The Toronto Blue Jays, for goodness sakes, they have legitimate expectations north of the border. That is a very loaded team full of talent in which years past, after the 2015 and 2016 postseason runs the Blue Jays had, this was a team that was